Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today to give you, parents and educators, a quick briefing on the kinds of topics students were exploring today in the Juice Educational app.
That's right. The goal is really to give you some context, maybe some conversation starters, based on the material they engaged with. And today's sources, they really span the gamut.
They certainly do. We've got everything from, well, heartwarming cultural moments to some pretty complex global debates.
Exactly. Linking those, you know, small community stories right up to big policy questions.
Okay. So let's dive in. First up, this intersection of culture, community, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. The story of Frank Urias. He's 95, lives in Omaha.
Right.
And he became a huge Taylor Swift fan, a Swiftie, after hearing her song Timeless. Said it reminded him of his late wife, Anne, or Peach.
That's lovely, but it didn't stop there, did it?
No, not at all. This is where it gets interesting, educationally speaking. It shows how culture connects generations, right? He started a Taylor Swift fan club in his assisted living community.
How many members?
Already 100. And get this, he invited Taylor and Travis Kelce to come play bingo.
Huh. Amazing. It really speaks to how these like micro communities can just spring up around shared interests. Age doesn't matter.
Precisely. Yeah. That idea of connection, maybe through music or nostalgia, It kind of leads into the next topic, consumer trends.
Ah, yes. Halloween candy. We saw some data from DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. Reese's peanut butter cups are, well, dominating, leading in 13 states, according to their data for 2025 favorites.
No huge surprise there, maybe. But the really interesting part was this surge in retro candy.
Oh, definitely. Nostalgia is huge right now. Sales for things like baby bottle pops spiked 641% compared to last year.
Wow, 641%.
Yeah. And Lemonheads, Bit O' Honeys, they're all seeing a comeback too. But, there's maybe a little warning sign for trick-or-treaters.
Let me guess. Raisins.
You got it. Sales of those little boxes of raisins are up 522%.
Ouch. Okay, so maybe hide those at the bottom of the bag. Mm-hmm. Shifting gears, though, from individual choices like candy to more collective ones, Diwali.
Right. A major global tradition with significant environmental aspects students learned about. Diwali, the Festival of Lights.
Celebrated by over a billion people, Hindus, Jains, Sikhs, Buddhists.
And it symbolizes light over darkness, good over evil. But the challenge, especially in India, is the very serious air pollution that often accompanies the celebrations, largely from fireworks.
So there's a real tension there, balancing this incredibly important tradition with, well, public health and the environment.
Exactly. And the sources noted that India's Supreme Court had partially lifted a fireworks ban. They allowed limited use, but only of supposedly green fireworks.
Supposedly being the key word.
Well, yeah. Health experts quoted in the material cautioned that, you know, for the average person buying them, there's really no practical way to verify if a firecracker is actually green or less polluting.
Mm, that's tricky. That focus on regulation and even the language used popped up elsewhere too, didn't it, in the EU?
It did, with the whole burger debate.
Yeah.
The European Parliament voted on whether plant-based alternatives could use traditional meat names.
Like veggie burger or vegan sausage.
Exactly. They voted to strip those names. So no more burger or sausage for plant-based products under this proposal.
Okay, what were the arguments on each side?
Well, supporters, mostly conservative MEPs, traditional farming groups, they argued it's about consumer clarity.
Yeah.
Protecting culinary heritage, they said.
And the opponents.
Green MEPs, parts of the food industry. They basically called it a distraction, a costly diversion from bigger issues like, you know, climate change.
Interesting. So whether it's regulating the word burger or questioning the word king, language and power were definitely themes today.
Absolutely. Students also read about widespread protests under the banner No Kings. These were directed against the current administration.
And the core message of those protests?
The sources described protesters asserting that there were efforts to consolidate political power, maybe erode constitutional freedoms.
Were there specific examples mentioned?
Yeah, the reports included comments from protesters like Sean Howard, who's a former Marine and CIA veteran. He cited concerns about, in his words, disregard for the law and potentially ending due process rights. He specifically mentioned immigration sweeps as an example.
Okay. And was there a counter perspective presented in the materials?
Yes. It's important to know that. The sources also mentioned that Republicans characterized or derided these events as Hate America rallies. We're just relaying the different viewpoints presented in the student materials, of course, maintaining impartiality.
Right. Absolutely crucial. Wow. Okay. That is quite a range. From a 95-year-old Swiftie to constitutional debates on a national scale.
It really covers a lot of ground.
So for parents and educators listening, wanting to maybe continue the conversation tonight, we've got a couple of prompts drawn from today's material.
Yeah, first, thinking about that Diwali source, how can we find ways to honor important traditions while also being mindful of the health and safety of our communities and, well, the planet?
That's a great one. And inspired by that EU labels debate, how much do the words we choose, like burger or even king, actually shape how we think about the things they describe?
Language and perception. Definitely food for thought there.
We hope this quick deep dive gives you some useful context for those ongoing vital conversations with your students.
Keep the dialogue going.
Until next time, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.